This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is a reading from Psalms 32. Listen closely to these words. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputes not iniquity, and in whose spirit there's no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin, Selah. Now listen to this, verse 6. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when you may be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye. Be not as a horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come nigh unto you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you that are upright in heart. What a phenomenal text. You know, God has sent his son Jesus to die for all of our sins, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. God knows that man has fallen from the beginning. He had the way to reconcile us back to himself through his son Jesus. And he covered the nakedness of Adam and Eve in the garden. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his son to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And this is a time of judgment right now. And this is a time that this is last call to turn unto the Lord and believe and receive this gift that's given to you by the Father. And you can't come to God on your own. He draws you. And if God is drawing you, you need to respond. He's calling you by your name. You have an invitation to come into his kingdom. And the multitudes of your transgressions can be washed away and lifted off of your shoulder, the pressure, the burden, the heaviness of transgressing against God. And you can be come back to your Father, and he will rejoice with you. And that's what this first part of this Psalms 32 is talking about. The blessedness, the blessed state of having your transgressions forgiven and having your sin covered. And when the Lord doesn't recognize your sins, you've passed from guilt into innocence through Jesus Christ, because he becomes your life. Changes you from the inside out, where you're no longer haughty, worldly, or sensual, or filled with hate, but you become where you're clean and pure and simple like a child with no guile. Confess your sins in godly sorrow, godly repentance, that works no death as feigned repentance does, but godly sorrow, where you're not turning back to the old ways. I find this so amazing, this text, because in verses 6 through 8, it talks about time to praying unto God, to be hidden in him through the cataclysmic events that are coming. Listen. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when you may be found. Surely the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. On March 10, 2005, I was awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning. I knew the Lord woke me up. It was so still and so quiet. It was profound. And I went to the window, and The Lord showed me a vision of a catastrophic earthquake. I was living in Southern California at the time. Great destruction. And I turned to the right, and I saw a woman as the dawning of the day was coming. She was standing among the smoking ruins where her home had been, and she was weeping. She didn't realize that the earthquake would come. She was caught off guard. What struck me is this scripture, that it's time to pray to God. It's time, because he will prepare you for what's coming. You don't know what lies around the corner, but the Lord does. And he wants you to be clean, and you have a pure conscience before the Lord, that you know you can have faith in the Lord, that no matter what happens, you stand in him. Whether you live unto the Lord, or whether you die unto the Lord. What a peaceful place to be. It's time to pray. It's time to talk to the Father. It's time to find him. And when the floods of great waters come, it will not destroy you like Noah. Make God your hiding place. Hide in him. This is what he's calling you to. Isaiah 26, 20 and 21. God says, come hide in the Lord. Shut your chambers about you for a little while God's indignation passes over. God's outraged. And that's why you want the blood of Jesus, because it turns away his wrath. On the same morning of March 10th, 2005, when I had that vision of the earthquake in California, I went back to bed. And right before I woke up, I had a dream. And I knew it was from the Lord. It was a drawer open with a map of Twin Islands, a magnifying glass on the right-hand side. And I either heard or saw the word, "Start here." And I knew the names of the islands in the dream, but when I woke up, all I could remember is they started with an A. Later, I made trips to St. Kitts and several other islands in the Caribbean, because the Lord had called me to go there, to sound the alarm, to speak his word, and to call the people to prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ, and to prepare for the reality of the effects of the judgment on the United States of America and how it would ripple across the world. My first visit to St. Kitts, I had a vision of a 300-foot wave passing through the sea. And as I prayerfully was weighing this before the Lord, I realized this is what Jesus said. There'd be raging seas. The seas would roar in the end times. And in my spirit, I perceived that St. Kitts has a foundation of a fear of the Lord, of a heritage with the Lord. And he was calling them to call a solemn assembly, to repent before him, and to dedicate their nation unto the Lord and resist evil. And as they would do that, God would deflect the wave. This is why we want to know the Lord. We want to be so careful to be forgiven, to be abiding in him, to be clean, that no matter what happens, the judgment is not intended for his people. God makes a distinction between he that loves him and he that loves him not. He that walks with him from he that walks with him not. There's a difference. Listen to this psalm, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. I had ministered in the island Antigua in a church fellowship, and earlier that morning I had prophesied this from the psalm as part of my message to their nation as I spoke to the leaders. And I mentioned Psalm 46. Later that night, I was invited to speak along with another gentleman. And when I walked into the church, one of the young men of that fellowship was reading this psalm, Psalm 46. Let him that has ears hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. God wants us to shine in these days. He wants us to be filled with the power of his Holy Spirit, declaring his word, his truth, his judgment, his mercy, a complete word of God. the full counsel of God, with our sins washed clean, and we're looking for our Lord as he arrives, as he's coming forth, and we're declaring to the people, God is the Lord. He is judging. The Lord reigns. And then the Psalms tell us clearly, we are to declare these things. In Psalm 96, God says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He's to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that's due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that's therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Hallelujah. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. And his people should be glad, looking for him, pure, holy, reflecting him, following his voice wherever he leadeth them. Woe unto those that thought their master delayed his coming, and begin to eat and drink with the drunken. The drunken, the oblivious, numbed, ones that have no feelings, totally unaware of the hour, partnershiping with these people, beating people, harming people, beating their fellow men servants. This is what Jesus talked about at the end of Matthew 24. The Lord said, I will come in an hour when that servant thinks not, and I will cut him asunder and give his portion to the hypocrites. Woe! Woe! In Matthew 25, the Lord talked about 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The foolish ones had no oil in their lamps, and all of them were asleep. And the cry came. The bridegroom was coming. And the 5 foolish did not have enough oil in their lamps. And they called and asked the wise, give us of your oil. And they said, no. We need to buy oil for our lamp. Have oil in your lamp, and have a burning fire for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Talk of him. Speak of him. Show him forth. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Go forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare the gospel of the kingdom. Call all men into repentance to bow before the King. Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Raise the dead. Freely you have received. Freely give. And this is your call, O Church of Jesus Christ, Church of the Wilderness. God has called you out unto him, and his coming draws nigh. Hear him.